Shavuot Tov. I'm Leon Morris, the president of the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies. Last week was a challenging one for all of us. I want to acknowledge that in moving to online learning today for our students at the beginning of this new week is marking a kind of temporary new reality for us. And a meeting like this demonstrates a kind of adaptiveness that we should all take pride in. It shows our commitment to Torah study. It shows our commitment to building community, even when community can't be built in conventional ways. It shows that whatever barriers or restrictions we are faced with, we can meet them with creativity and adaptivity and even with good humor. We want our students to know that we are here for them. We are ready to help and lend support and encouragement in every way. I taught a piece of Torah at the opening of the learning today to our students that I'd like to share with you. It's from Devarim Rabbah, the Midrash on the book of Deuteronomy, and it is the opening petichta, a kind of freeze-dried version of an ancient rabbinic drasha, an ancient rabbinic sermon. And I want to draw just from two pieces of it that have to do with the connection between healing and Torah and between words and healing. This is actually a midrash that I learned for the first time when I was a year program student at Pardes 24 years ago. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'e Lishona Shel Torah Ma Chaviva Shemira Peh Et HaLashon. The Holy One of Blessings says, see how the language of the Torah is so dear that it heals the tongue. Minayan, from where do we learn this? Shekein Kativ, because it's written in the book of Mishle, Proverbs, Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim. A healing tongue is a tree of life. Ve'ein Eitz Chaim Ela Torah. And there is no tree of life other than the Torah, Shene'emar, as it says also elsewhere in Mishle, in Proverbs, Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. The Torah, it is a tree of life to those who hold fast to it. And then a little bit later, in that same petichta, in the same section of the Midrash, we read, Rabbi Levi Amar, Ma Lanu Lilmod Mimakom Acher, Nilmad Mimkomo. Why, asks Rabbi Levi, derive it from another place in Tanakh? Why do you have to go all the way to Proverbs? You can learn it from the Torah itself. And the proof, Hare Moshe Ad Shelo Zacha LeTorah Kativ Bo Lo Ish Devarim Anochi. Moses, before he received the Torah, spoke of himself as Lo Ish Devarim Anochi. I am not a man of words. Kevan Shezacha LeTorah, but when he received the Torah, Nitra Peh Lashono V'Hitchil L'Daber Devarim. But once he received the Torah, he was able to speak words. Minayan, from where do we know this? Mimasha Karinan Bi'inan, from that which we read in this matter, that is the beginning, the first verse of the book of Devarim, of Deuteronomy, Ele HaDevarim Asher Diber Moshe. These are the words that Moses spoke. Moses went from not being a man of words to speaking the very long and beautifully crafted speeches that form the book of Devarim, of Deuteronomy. We need Torah for healing at a time like this, for our own healing, for a sense of alienation or isolation, healing for the disappointment over the way these weeks are so different than we might have imagined, or even healing for feeling far away from home at a time like this. Here in the Midrash, the focus on healing is on the Torah as healing the tongue. We need Torah to heal our words, to remind us of the power of our words, how our words can be used today for encouragement, resilience, and hope. May our undisrupted study of Torah lead to healing in the world, a healing from this virus, a healing from despair or loneliness or isolation. May our Torah study also heal the words we'll speak over the next few weeks or months. May it inspire us to use our words in ways that bring more love and connection to the world, more encouragement, and more hope.